Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for TWiT specials is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com. This is TWiT Live Special number 280, recorded Tuesday, April 12th, 2016. Facebook's F8 Developers Keynote. TWiT Live specials are brought to you by Braintree. Mobile app development can be complex, but integrating your payments no longer has to be. With Braintree, your business can accept nearly every type of payment from any device with just one integration. Learn more at BraintreePayments.com/TWiT. Facebook's F8 Developers Conference. Hello, everybody. Leo Laporte here with Jason Howell. Hi,
hey,
Jason.
How's it going, Leo?
Great to see you. And Gina Trapani.
Woohoo.
From Brooklyn.
Hello.
Hi, Gina.
I'm going to try to build a chatbot while we talk.
Well, Gina is a developer, and I think a very appropriate thing for this event,
yeah,
because
absolutely.
This is actually Facebook's developer event. And Gina, have they already released information APIs for their bots? I mean, that's, I think, what we're going to be hearing about, right?
That's what we're going to be hearing about. Yeah, there have definitely been stories that they're going to announce the chatbot and the chat APIs, but I don't believe they've been released yet.
There were rumors that Facebook had already been talking to some large companies about developing bots for the Facebook Messenger platform for customer support, mm-hmm. which is not, as a consumer, that's not the consumer-facing product I'd be most interested in. Telegram yesterday, one of the, probably the primary competitors to the Facebook Messenger platform, along with Apple's iMessages and Google's Hangouts, which is kind of a weak third. Telegram did a big update, including massive bot capability updates. So that's very interesting. Nicole Lee today in Engadget had the story that Facebook would be adding Dropbox integration into its Messenger platform. Jason, on Android, I realize you can use almost any Messenger app as your SMS app.
For sure. Yeah, it seems like most of the messaging apps have realized that the more they can keep you inside their experience, the better. And if that means integrating SMS into it, because old habits die hard, as far as people wanting to still use SMS, even though it's kind of outdated technology compared to messaging, then great. They build it in, keeps you locked in. And that's kind of the momentum behind chatbot, and the thought behind the whole chatbot movement right now is that if you're already using a particular platform, you're already in there, let's give you more reasons to stay in there and do all the things you might go outside of that app to do those things. Instead, keep you in that experience. And if it can deliver a good kind of customer service experience, for example, then I think they're onto something. I think that remains to be seen, whether people will get used to using these messaging apps to do things like book tickets, you know, for their next flight or whatever. It's a kind of a change in philosophy and a change in habit. I suppose we'll see if that actually catches on.
We're going to be going, as soon as they start actually talking about something important, we'll be going to the Facebook live stream. They are streaming this live. And as always, we'll give you the disclaimer. If you want to watch them without interruption, go to their stream. Is it Facebook.com/live? I'm not sure.
What is it? It is FBF8.com/watch.
Feebait.com/watch.
Feebait.
And we will be going to that and covering it, but we'll also be giving you your some commentary. Gina, developers are used to this platform. I mean, they've taken to Slack like crazy. So
yeah, I was gonna mention Slack. Yeah, Slack's chat platform has been a really big deal for developers. There have been companies kind of built up around Slack bots. They're the new thing, and so I think Slack's is a big company, but it's a relatively new company. And I think for Facebook to offer these APIs, they're trying to keep up. But also, you know, everyone's got a Facebook login, and Slack is targeted toward businesses and companies, right? Sharing inter business project management and chat. So for Facebook, this would open this up to a much wider base of regular people.
They are starting any moment now with their keynote, as you can see. The problem, of course, is Slack, with all its success, doesn't really have a consumer face, and Facebook Messenger does. Taking a page from the Apple playbook. I mean, one of the reasons Messages is so dominant on iOS is because it's both SMS and data-based internet messaging.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with Apple's messages is it's not cross-platform. There's no way to... You can only use SMS with it, with Android. And all these other guys are cross-platform.
Yeah, you kind of wonder at some point if Apple's going to bring that onto the Android platform. Apple definitely has plans. They've alluded to plans to kind of expand more into the Android world.
Right.
I've seen a little bit of crossover in some of their functionality. Actually, today, the HTC 10 device that HTC announced is the first Android device that has AirPlay support built in. So you're starting to see a little bit of this kind of like Apple creep in the Android. So that might end up happening. But still, I mean, there's no denying the fact that Facebook and Facebook Messenger has crazy numbers. It's just a matter of reaching those people with something.
Here's Mark Zuckerberg, everybody. Again, a reminder, this is a developer conference.
Yes.
Okay. And that will never change.
Yeah, right.
I'm having a hard time hearing. I'm not sure if the stream is.
Can we
sending through to
Gina more send? Yeah.
Thank
we'll
you.
We'll work on that, Gina. Thanks.
Thank you.
Is Facebook a big investor in Oculus Rift? They own it. Zuck wearing his gray t-shirt, the only one he has.
Yes, one of 30 in his closet.
I wore my hoodie in honor of him today.
Jeff Jarvis wrote an article saying, of course, we smart people always wear the same thing every day. Jeff's famous for his black jacket and black shirt.
You gotta leave room in your brain for other things.
Right.
Not just fashion.
What does it matter?
Right.
At least he's dropped the hoodie. And the shower shoes. He's not wearing the Adidas flip-flops anymore.
Yeah, those are the most egregious.
But you can't forget, the guy's like 30. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a kid-ish.
I wonder over the next 10 years if we're going to see him slowly evolve to like bow tie and suit or something as he gets a little bit older.
If Adam Levine can wear a suit, he can wear a suit. Oh, yeah. Chat room's pointing out that he has Tuesday written on the tail of that shirt, so we know it's not. Is this internet.org he's talking about? I'm not sure. Choosing hope versus fear.
Hope over fear.
Who's... What is the fear he's referring to?
I mean, is the fear a little bit of a reference to kind of the hesitation people have with the Facebook and the data and all that kind of, and what he's, you know,
privacy.
Exactly. What maybe he's saying is have hope and faith in the things that we're doing for you,
right.
As opposed to fearing the things that we're collecting on you and how we might use those.
Yeah, this is a crypto plea for Facebook.org, which, of course, was blocked in India. their attempt to bring very limited, basically Facebook internet to areas that don't have it. Yeah, this is internet.org.
Yeah.
I think this is genuine, though.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this might be about... This might be more about Trump than about...
That would be a bold thing to take to the stage of F8 and make some sort of a political statement like that.
Yeah, walls. This is political.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. It's a little, that's a scary prospect because Facebook and Google, we know, have huge impact on elections, or could have if they decided to wield that power.
For one sure. row in our database at a time.
Yeah. Little Donald Trump tables.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
That was epilogue.
Yeah. Prologue.
Or prologue,
yeah.
Sorry.
No, that's very interesting. That's a highly political.
Yeah.
But
you know, he's been incredibly connected in the political realm for a while, and yeah. It's obvious he has, you know, a lot of what drives him and his personal mission are things like expanding connectivity into places and all that kind of stuff. Of course, people interpret that in different ways
right.
as far as
right.
what the true intentions are. But I feel like at his core, it's genuine.
I agree. Show your baby book, Mark. Come on. Yep. He's going to show us his nephews.
This might be his kid.
They can
you can be in the middle of it.
Oculus Rift and for a mere $1,500.
Totally datified.
Do you have 3D video of Etta's first steps?
I don't.
I mean, the best I have is my Google Glass video of Savannah's first steps, which
good.
Was pretty awesome,
pretty
I have
good.
To say.
That's pretty good.
But yeah, 3D. Your, 3D video you right win. In the center of the room would be pretty great.
This has been one of the challenges that Facebook has faced is these different communities. They've been trying to address this for years, as did Google with its circles.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, and that
and
didn't
in both
work
cases,
out very well.
Yeah, it's hard to get people to do the work involved.
Exactly.
Marx said himself, people just hate making lists. They don't want to do it.
It's true.
I think that's true.
That's one way to do it, isn't it? Ah, very interesting. What's that people thing? What's that one to the left of Instagram?
Small like Facebook communities? Or like groups, I think he means?
Is it groups? The thing that nobody knows that Facebook has?
I just couldn't hear you.
Gadget Hog wants to know what Zucks Weissman score is. It does have that feeling a little bit, doesn't it? It is groups, yeah. Drones, satellites, lasers.
Take a screenshot of that one.
The hell? AI. VR. Wow. This is good. It's a chance to see into his thinking, if nothing else, right?
Yeah, right. I mean, 10 years. How long has Facebook been around? 10 years.
Yeah.
About.
Yeah.
Yeah.
React's been super popular with developers lately. Gina, can you hear okay now?
Still pretty low.
Can we figure that out?
John, can you figure out what's wrong with the feed, audio feed to Gina? I would look again. She can hear us clearly. So why is it lower than us? I would check that again. I'm not sure that we're not feeding
about 3 times as many messages as SMS ever did, and these services are still growing incredibly quickly. So now that messages are scaled, we're starting to develop ecosystems around
it. And here we go.
Uh-huh. Here's the first part.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody who likes to chat with businesses in lieu of calling it representative, right?
I've always found that it seems like a great idea at the time. I'm like, I'm going to save myself the call, so I'll do the chat. You end up spending twice as long, if not longer.
Right. And you feel like it's a bot a lot of the
times. Yeah, you don't know if it's a bot or if you're talking to someone who's, I hate to say it, but kind of less capable or something. You know, it's hard to determine how effective it is in the moment.
Gina, are we louder than he is?
Yes, you guys are great, but just the stream is low.
Okay, so we're going to work on that.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Okay, so we've got content distribution inside Messenger, something we had heard might happen.
Of course, you've used the Quartz app. Maybe you have it on iOS, which is a chatbot as an app. Yeah, you ask it, right. You query it. So Quartz is way ahead of this on this. I'm not sure this is, well.
Okay, so you're tapping. You're not typing select this or get more. Interesting.
That would be useful if it really did eliminate a bunch of steps, right?
Mm-hmm. So this is basically a giant form, but as a chat.
Yes, as a chat. That's exactly what it is.
It's a form.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not sure this is a huge seller, but we'll see. I don't call them. I use the website. But thanks.
Services and all kinds of new ways. We're going to talk about this more in a second. I suppose what's interesting about doing something like this is you're taking something that would be very insular, going to a website, filling out a form. It's very much me doing all the work. And whether you're actually talking to someone real or not, you're turning it into a more perceived social experience.
Yeah, personal interaction.
Interaction. Maybe what it does is it makes you feel less like you're always closed in by technology and more like you're still kind of connected with other, air quotes, people using your technology to do these things.
I'm not sold. Really? Mesmerizing?
It's like the puddle on Periscope.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Let's define mesmerizing.
Yeah. Facebook throws a lot of spaghetti against the wall. And
sure.
This is what they've always done. And mm-hmm. A lot of it doesn't stick.
Poke. One example. I mean, they've had a few different
bunch
app
of apps,
approaches.
Sharing apps. Not, you mm-hmm. know, and so this is what they do. In fact, this is their motto, move fast and break things, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, similar to Google, really.
Yeah. They get
live streaming drone.
Facebook has, this is another problem Mark has, which is he doesn't know what the optics are of things like drones and lasers in the hands of a company like Facebook. He doesn't understand that picture. Remember of him walking up at Mobile World Congress while everybody else is looking at I think he really doesn't grasp the optics of it. And admittedly, it's just optics. But pushing those drones as Facebook, I think, scares people. It's the feeling that there's going to be little Facebook drones flying around. It's a scary prospect for people.
Live streaming every little thing that people are doing.
I think that's not a selling point.
At the same time, Facebook wants to seem like it's still on the cutting edge and tuned into things like VR and drones, you know, very... very kind of top of mind in the world of technology right now. But you're right, outside of that, how does the wider public perceive that, and does that foster some sort of hesitation?
Google's learned they have to be very careful about being called Skynet. People are worried about that.
Hence Boston Dynamics.
Right. They dropped them. They sold them. Yeah. Right? Yeah. And this is the internet.org pitch. That's our job, to convince you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he named it Aquila?
No, don't do that. Bad
Again,
idea.
Again, optics, Mark. Aquila? Really? And it looks like a stealth bomber, for crying out loud.
Yeah, bad name choice.
Oh, my God. He named it Aquila?
Yeah.
Like a U-2 plane, maybe?
Yeah, it could have been a better name.
This looks like a cannon.
Jeez, you're so right.
Are t-shirts going to come out of that thing?
It's a cannon. It's a t-shirt cannon.
It's a Wi-Fi cannon.
Mark is in a bubble. This is clear now. He's in a tech bubble. He doesn't understand what people outside. Now, all this is good if it's the full internet. The problem India has had and others have had with internet.org is it's not. It's Facebook.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Right. I mean, that's, you know, at the end of the day, that's kind of at the heart of what. Well, I mean, it's kind of a confusing message because Mark, I think deep down, does want these things. But at the same time, obviously, they're not going to do it unless Facebook, you know, stands to gain new users, right. Growth. At whatever cost.
Malik was very clear. He said this is another form of imperialism. They're very sensitive in India about this kind of cultural imperialism, having lived through the British Empire's imperialism. And this that's why India has rejected this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Free basics.
Oh boy. I really have mixed feelings about this because there are some real beneficial things. Health, you know, women's health. There's as you see, doctors. There's Facebook. There's Wikipedia. Mm-hmm. But it's not full internet. So
it's things that it's sites and partners that Facebook has worked with directly to offer to.
So I have really better mixed than feelings. Nothing, though? Better than nothing. That's the question.
Yeah.
Free as in no cost, but not free as in free from ads, free as from data collection, free as in open.
Mm-hmm.
Newsfeed uses AI to show you the best stories. And we use AI to filter spam out of Messenger. So that way you only get messages from people who you want to hear from.
Went away.
Oh, and this is awesome stuff right here.
Yeah. This is automatic alt text.
Using AI to analyze an image and describe exactly what it is. And I mean, you know, people without vision, suddenly so much of the news feed actually makes sense now. But they actually have somewhat of a sense of what's there.
As I know Gina will remember, for years as web designers, we were always encouraged to put in the alt text. The problem is that Facebook doesn't give you an alt option to do that. Whereas a website, you would be that's part of when you put an image on your website. Part of the requirement is you add the alt text. I apologize for the audio from the feed. We're working on it. That's my thing.
That's true.
Unfortunately, that's Kaiser's new thing here in California is, oh, you don't need to see a doctor. Send us a picture of your contusion. And I'm not sure that's really what, I guess if you can't get a doctor at all, that's a good thing.
I suppose so. But man, it just never, yes, I've actually had to.
That's what they want you to
yes,
do
yes, go through the site and.
Send us a picture.
We can get you in 5 days or you can have a phone call send a picture.
It's a problem in California. Yeah. Only. About 2/3 of the population doesn't have ready access to physicians. There's a real shortage.
There we go. Probably a big reason why that exists.
And I'm sure that's true in many other areas. Mm-hmm. How open is, Gina, how open is this? I mean, is it really open in the sense that, you know, GPL open source, anybody can use it, or...
I'm still having a little bit of trouble hearing, but I think that it's open in terms of a public API with access granted by Facebook, who keeps track of your access and make sure. I mean,
that's
the way all
our
APIs
kind of
work.
Open. Yeah.
Yes.
We have one here at the studio. I keep meaning to carve out some time with it. I have not been able to, but man, I want to.
Oh, he's going to put that thing on, isn't he?
He better. He was the only one not wearing it in that one picture.
You're watching a live coverage of Facebook's F8 Developer Conference on TWiT. This is one area where they're a little behind. The Vive already has these paddles.
Yeah. But instead of yet another delay, they decided to kind of go to market with
get the visor out.
Xbox One controller, sorry. And...
Right.
Roll these out later.
I think that this is also important. Is that for our mission, is that we're working on a whole new set of social experience as well across all these different VR platforms.
Gina, we're going to recall you and see if we can fix the audio problem. Is that okay?
Yep, cool.
This is the game everybody seems to be interested in, the idea that both of you could be in a single space together.
Mm-hmm.
People who've used this have raved about it. We don't have access to it yet on our Oculus. But.
Which one is this exactly? Is this this isn't Fantastic Contraption, right?
No, I can't remember the name of this. Of course, this doesn't make any sense if you don't have hands and you currently don't have
hands.
Yeah,
that's fair enough. Good point.
So. there are similar... today's the key. You can't do it on Oculus today either. This is there are similar things in the PlayStation 4, and that mm-hmm. will ship with Move capability immediately. So.
PlayStation VR.
Yeah.
Okay, they're showing a pair of eyeglasses with VR built into the eyeglasses, saying the future of AR and VR. Yeah, the distant future someday. Of AR and VR. I'm sorry. I don't think
these are like the AT&T You Will ads. You
yes.
know, we're watching coverage of the F8 conference. Our coverage today brought to you by Braintree. Next year, maybe even next week, there could be a whole new way to pay. You see that's happening all the time. Maybe it'll be the next Bitcoin, the next Apple Pay, maybe Facebook Pay. But Braintree's got a full-stack payment platform that will adapt easily to whatever the future holds. When Android Pay rolled out, if you were a Braintree user on your mobile app, you just had to check a box in the control panel, rebuild and ship, and you're done. Accept everything from pounds to PayPal to that next big innovation from any device with one simple integration. It's Braintree Payments. If you're a developer on iOS, on Android, if you're using JavaScript on a website, if you're using .NET, Node.js, Java, Perl, PHP, Python, Ruby, anything, you've got to check it out. BraintreePayments.com/twit. Play in the sandbox. Braintree gives you an easy way to accept multiple payment types with one integration. Integrating into your app as easy as inserting a few lines of code. BraintreePayments.com/twit. Are they applauding because they're all getting a Gear VR? I think they are.
And a Samsung, yeah.
And an S7?
And an S7.
Yeah, that makes them very happy.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, the S7 is the best phone on the market today. I think there's not even a close second, to be honest.
Not wooed by the HTC 10?
Well, I haven't seen it yet.
I suppose so.
I'll have to see it. The G5 did not win.
Does not seem to be delivering.
Yeah. How do you like your S7? You didn't get the Edge, or did you?
I did not get the Edge. I got the S7, and swiftly after a week, it fell this far from my pocket to the floor and cracked in many places. This far.
That's correct as well.
So I'm getting a free replacement because through credit card coverage. But yes, I love it. It's a fantastic phone. There's no denying it.
They fixed everything wrong with the S6, and I love the S6.
Yeah.
And it really is the phone of choice, I think.
And? Yeah. Hmm.
I think the most useful piece of this was that slide of the next 10 years and of the positioning and why Facebook now has all these apps. They decided, it's not going to be making lists in the Facebook app. It's going to be using different apps for different applications. Not much substance. In fact, not much about bots. We thought there'd be more about bots and a bot platform. Maybe there will. We'll continue with this, of course, in a half an hour Mac Break Weekly. As long as they continue the stream, I think we'll continue to take this. Hey.
It's so interesting. It felt like such a pitch for their mission more than anything else.
Right.
Like a rallying call more than anything else.
And by the way, a highly political first minute or two. Clearly aimed at Donald Trump and something about not building big walls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, basically what we're going to see here now, it seems like, is Zuckerberg really kind of set the stage, quite literally, as far as the bigger picture, the efforts, all that kind of stuff, Messenger, monetizing apps, you know, all that kind of stuff. Now they're going to kind of dive into the details and really kind
of
spell it out.
And, of course, Zuck got to give them all the present of the Galaxy S7.
Of course. Good guy, Zuck.
Look under your chair.
I only want my VR directly from Zuck.
I think there are a few developers who would have said, could we have the Oculus Rift instead?
Yes, I'm sure. I'm positive of that.
Yeah.
This is funny. This is the way Apple usually begins its non-developer, but keynotes. It's how big we are, how much we're selling.
Okay. Here's our hockey stick graph. Look.
Yeah, look at our hockey stick. This is good. I think that's the name. You named it, Gina. This is the hockey stick talk.
Hockey stick graph.
Okay. So I think we get the idea of what this is going to be now. We have more manuals in more languages.
Yeah.
I do think that it's kind of interesting that, and it, maybe it feels this way because right now is kind of a highly politicized time in the world of technology and beyond, and just like at least here in the U.S. and American politics. But it's interesting to kind of see Apple did this in their latest kind of talk. Facebook's doing it now. They're taking the top of the show not to focus on the company necessarily, on the aren't we awesome, look at all the cool things that we're doing and the numbers that we're getting and the new users and blah, blah, blah. But they're really using that opening statement to make some sort of a grander, more kind of widespread political statement. I mean, technology companies more and more, particularly in light of the whole, you know, Apple FBI case and encryption and all that kind of stuff, are being pulled, like those lines are being blurred. And I kind of wondered whether the technology companies would choose to go so political at all, let alone lead their shows with it. But it really seems like they're doing that. I mean, that's not a bad thing. It's using your platform.
It's a risky thing.
It's because, risky.
Because you don't want to see these companies as quasi-governmental.
Sure.
And they are now so multinational that they almost have that kind of power. Mm-hmm. Remember all the heat that Larry Page got at the end of Google I.O. a few years ago when he said, we wish we didn't have to deal with governments. We wish we were in an island. Hmm. We'd like to be, you know, just let us be. And it didn't go well.
Yeah.
I think people really rankled at the suggestion that they should be above governmental supervision.
Are we at a different point now where a comment like that would be perceived differently?
That's a good question.
This is just about inspiring developers, right? Their job here is to inspire developers to use the new tools that they're putting out there. And if they can convince developers that developers are empowered to change the world together with Facebook to get behind their mission, then more developers are going to be like, okay, fine, I'll use your APIs. I'm in. I mean, that's their whole job here. It's not really to make political statements. It's just to get all those folks who are in the audience and watching the live stream to build apps on their platform.
Right.
and you want to give them stuff like they just did. Now this is, I think, sort of a replacement for, they dropped Parse, which I think if you're a developer, you know, and if you went all in on Parse, remember a couple of Facebook F8s ago, they Parse, and they dropped it. So that hurts in a way because developers aren't going to go all in if they feel like something might go away. This is Facebook. It looks like a single sign-on solution. A lot of people use that, of course. So does Google offers theirs.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Man, it's 2016, and we're still building single sign-on systems.
Yeah. So this is a text-based single sign-on. See, Pinterest... Beats.
Yeah, phone number based as opposed to Facebook account based, which makes a whole lot of sense because, you know, as they did very recently, they opened up Messenger to not requiring a Facebook account.
Right. And wouldn't Facebook like to know your phone number?
Well, yes, of course.
Well, there is no, that is a unique ID.
That's pretty valuable information.
Yeah, you're giving them a unique ID.
Yes.
Registrations. Imagine your app growing 33%.
But this recognizes the mobile nature. You know, the single sign-ons up to now have been web, very web-focused. Mm-hmm. This is recognizes the mobile nature.
Beyond sign-up, you have to grow your app, and you need to grow engagement. Tens of thousands
again,
of apps share
of
content
the,
to Facebook
know,
every day.
Abandonment of Parse, I'd be really reluctant to.
How many times have you been reading a book or
jump
an article and you want to share it?
You want to offer this along with whatever Google and Apple and everybody
and
else.
Share with it. Before, people took screenshots, or maybe you had to cut and paste text, which is difficult.
Do you do that a lot? Share quotes with friends?
We can make that a lot easier.
I'm just reading Pride and Prejudice.
So let's say you're reading a book, the original.
Man, I just know I gotta share this quote.
You want to share this quote.
Or with news articles, then.
Yeah.
Books.
You add your own commentary, and it's done.
It's interesting.
It's that simple.
That's interesting. They must have some metrics that say people do this.
A couple years ago, we launched Save on Facebook, which allows you to save content for later. And to date, every single month, 250 million people use this product.
I've used it, and I can't
and
find
you
it.
Asked us
I don't know where it went.
Functionality to your app
I mean, I forgot that that
well.
Even existed.
I used it, and now
today,
I don't know where it
we're
is.
We're releasing the Save button for sites off of Facebook.
Oh, boy.
It lets you save interesting articles, products, and videos in one place. So you can
my problem with Facebook is that I have certain things that I use it for, and I know it offers so much more, so much so, it's very hard for me to even remember all the things that it does, let alone to use them. And so I completely forgot that this functionality existed. I've just never really used it.
Well, now if you see it on a website.
I'm not planning my itinerary. And so I set it aside.
This is as opposed to, say, Instapaper or Pocket.
Yeah, Pocket.
And I can come back to it later when we're talking about the things that we want to do. Now I can access it when I go to my Facebook account.
Save.
And there it is.
Pocket has a button on my Google Chrome.
That's the thing, right? Instead of it's everywhere.
It doesn't track me
at that point.
And I can get reminders of products on sale.
And you're not searching the page for the button.
There's an article that I can revisit later.
Yeah.
Understanding your audience is really important. And last year at F8, we introduced Facebook Analytics for Apps to help you understand how people are using your apps so that you can engage them better. And to date, over 450,000 apps have used this product. And today, we're announcing two new improvements to this product. One is People Insights on our analytics dashboard. This will show you aggregated, anonymized demographic data for things like page likes and interests for people who use your app, so you can understand how to keep them engaged. We're also introducing customizable push and in-app notifications. In-app notifications allows you to use animated GIFs, photos, and sounds to engage your audience in your app. That's just a glimpse of some of the products that we're launching for developers this year. Many of you helped shape these products or gave us these ideas with your talks and your time with us, and we thank you. And now I'd like to bring up Ime, head of partnerships, who talk about how we can work together to build better products.
Yeah, we might actually hear a little bit about kind of the Messenger integrations.
I'm surprised I thought that would be front and center.
Yeah, I mean, there are supposedly going to be a number of partners announced just attached to the kind of the Messenger aspect alone.
Right.
So this would probably be it.
As Devin and Mark mentioned, the global growth of our community has been incredible to be a part of over the last couple of years. With 83% of Facebook users now outside of the United States, it actually should be no mystery to anyone that 70% of our developer ecosystem is also there, too. And as a part of the team that is responsible for creating these relationships and spending time with you guys, I've literally been running around the world trying to meet the best and the brightest of you. When I say running around the world, I literally mean running around the world. Beyond being an effective way to counterbalance my increasingly global appetite for dessert, I've actually found running to be a very effective way and a non-touristy way to get a feel for the city. It also has given me opportunity to use one of my favorite developer applications, Nike Plus Running, which in a very small way actually gives me the opportunity to bring 500 of my closest friends along with me on this trip. Which you can see that beyond capturing stats, it also gives me the opportunity to capture how I felt and what I actually see on these trips too. I look at this photo right here of a trail run that I did in Nairobi, and I can't help but think about how special that moment at GES last year in Kenya was for the team. But more important than what we felt and what we saw on these trips is actually what we hear and what we learn from you guys. This is a photo from Berlin where we spent some time with a small group of remarkable entrepreneurs.
Interviewing spider plants,
this photo
apparently
is a similar occasion where we got to spend time with some of India's greatest innovators. And in each country, we've walked away with deeper understanding and insights of what actually the opportunities are, and also the challenges and complexities that exist inside the local community. However, there are definitely some thematic things that we've seen across the globe and along the way, all of which would be very familiar to any of you that are building applications or products for a global audience. Mark already mentioned this first one before, but the first global challenge that we've seen time and time again is that far too many people are still unconnected. You know, if you have access to the internet today, you are in the minority worldwide. There are still over 4 billion people around the planet right now that remain offline. The second global challenge that we face is that even for the folks that are online, far too many of them are underserved. There are 90% of the world's offline population that is within mobile data coverage, but only 2/3 of them are actually within mobile broadband coverage, which means that there's billions of people today that are still only within 2G coverage or no coverage at all. And lastly, even for the folks that are online, the relevancy of the content and how that relates to their lives remains a challenge and a struggle. Just for example, there are over 7,000 languages that are spoken around the world, but only 55 of them right now are currently being supported in a robust way online. Put it differently, there are still billions of people right now where their primary and their secondary language aren't supported well online. So collectively as a community, we look at these challenges and they might feel a bit daunting, but I actually want to ensure you today as builders that if we look at them in isolation, there are actually some thoughtful and tactical solutions that we can put forth to actually improve the lives of people around the world. First, as builders, if you are focused on building for the historically unconnected, I urge you to think about things like affordability of your products and also how you let people understand and know how your products are going to touch their lives. Our primary approach to this thus far has been the Free Basics platform that Mark talked about earlier. It's part of our broader internet.org connectivity efforts. And now with well over 500 services available on this platform, based on our estimates, we've brought 25 million people online who weren't online before across the 37 different countries that Mark alluded to before. If you're thinking about building for the underserved, as builders, I would encourage you to think about things like data efficiency, low device product design. Because as we tackled these things head on, we came up with something as special as Facebook Lite, which is less than a 1 megabyte footprint and downloads in seconds even on 2G connectivity. To date, as a result of this focus, there are over 100 million people around the world that are using Facebook Lite, making it our fastest growing Facebook product ever.
And if you want better performance on your Android device, and then last find Facebook Lite and replace your normal Facebook app with it.
Is it still there and the battery is fast?
It's not m.facebook. Is it like light.facebook or something? I got to find it.
It's an app, right?
Yeah, it's an app.
Oh, it's an app. Okay, gotcha.
It's a very low footprint app.
I use Mentions, which is also pretty light, but you have to have a verified Facebook account.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure you guys do, right?
I just use the mobile site. I have a shortcut to the mobile site.
Another way to save battery. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I realize a big difference. That's kind of not a good thing for a company like Facebook when they are so invested in mobile and their kind of future, at least of the Facebook service, is so mobile heavy. You know, they have a growing kind of backlash to the app, at least on Android. I can't speak for iOS.
And unfortunately, a number of Android handset makers bundle it in.
Yeah.
Samsung does. Right. So you have to disable it. You can't delete it.
Mm-hmm.
Just last year, we took this item cannot be installed in your device's country.
Yeah, you'd have to sideload it, Facebook Lite.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah,
it's only for certain developing markets. Basically.
By the way, don't you love that name?
With a population of people who have actually never been to the doctor before, so they focused hard on creating content specific to that demographic.
Trace.
And then they launched the Free Basics platform.
Get it? Get it? I love that name.
Uno Doc Tres. Months.
What is the doc?
That's the doctor. You find a doctor by it.
Okay. All right.
Which is remarkable. They've been able to launch in four other markets where they weren't previously able to reach. And they're now hitting this population of people and learning about how to provide services to a rural population that they wouldn't have before, which is actually improving the services they're able to provide to everyone across their service, even folks that aren't on the Free Basics platform, which truly underscores what we continue to say is that the more people that come online, the better it is for all of us. So it's impact like these and stories like this which make us very, very committed to serving you. And it's the reason why we've received direct feedback from folks like Undoctres and other developers around the world to build better platforms.
Got it. But he says it's better. But
Mark talked about it earlier today, but the Free Basics Simulator.
I'll put a link in the chat room for the Facebook Lite
truly came
APK.
From feedback from this community.
From the trusted folks at Android
like
Police.
So it's a safe place to test their applications before they launch it on our platform.
Their APK mirror site is really good for this
kind of stuff.
So
they can make more content even hyper-specific to the population that they're trying to reach. It's impact like this that we continue to invest in programs like FB Start. It was only 2 years ago where we announced FB Start on this very same F8 stage so that we could formally give you guys benefits and value. And you guys have shown that this is working for you. We sit here today with almost 9,000 members around the world covering 136 different countries. Truly remarkable growth, and we're proud of this program. I've continued to urge anyone in here who is not a part of the FB Start program to apply for the FB Start program, mainly because in order for us to build meaningful tools and platform tools for this community and this ecosystem, we need to engage with you in that way. This is a photo from an event that we had just last year when we traveled down to Brazil. And while we love bringing ideas to thousands of developers in moments like these, actually the best part of these events is what happens when we get off stage. And it's moments like these. When we get to sit down, we get to sit with you, truly engage and listen to you, and understand how we can best meet you exactly where you are. Not just geographically and not just culturally.
Man, I missed this stat earlier when they were talking about Messenger and SMS. Messenger and WhatsApp process 60 billion messages a day.
Yeah.
That is just insane.
It's a few data centers.
Just a couple. One, maybe two, I don't know. That's just nuts.
Man, 60 billion a day is nuts.
It's a fantastic community.
Telegram made a lot of hay when it announced it was getting 12 billion daily messages last September.
At one of our 29 meetups.
It's people use these apps a lot.
So in short,
in high numbers, very regularly, it's no surprise that chatbots are supposedly coming to the platform, even though we've hardly heard anything about them.
Do we really want? You know, part of the reason we like messaging platforms is because we're only hearing from people we know and care for. And when you start introducing brands in there, I don't know. That's spam.
Because we as a growing
feels like
company,
although it's spam that you
committed to unlock. Well, for now you're initiating
right.
But for now,
yes,
to continue to emerge all across this globe.
When what happens when 800 Flowers says, "Hey, you haven't? It's Mother's Day, and you haven't bought anything for your mom."
Yeah, which they can. I mean, there were early leaks that basically said businesses establish communication with people now through Messenger, because when this kind of new functionality of advertising and stuff rolls out, you will only be able to push that out to people you already have an established contact with. So yeah,
I'm going to hand things off to the Vice President of Product for Messenger, David Marcus. Thank you.
It's an aggressive kick drum.
Thanks, Ime. Since last F8, a lot has happened. We made Messenger faster than ever before and built on our strengths of core messaging, photo video sharing, animated GIFs, stickers, emojis, VoIP, and more by adding high-quality cross-platform video calling that people absolutely love, better location sharing, and enhanced group features. We've also welcomed more content and expression apps to the platform from iconic brands that enable you to find the right content at the right time for the right conversation. And for the first time ever,
functionality just rolled out.
We actually allowed ourselves to build little delightful surprises in our product, like the ability for you to gift wrap your message for Valentine's Day, or our little March Madness basketball game. Those two experiences have been used and played hundreds of millions of times over very short time periods. By the way, my top score at basketball is 34. Just want to put it out there. So, those experiences are really awesome. Because they put a smile on the face of so many people.
His top score at
and
basketball?
Enables them to really delight and surprise them.
Messenger March Madness basketball.
All of these product enhancements.
Yeah, some sort of like hidden Easter egg thing.
More people
as a nerd, sportball eludes me.
With over 900
That's why no one
million
laughed.
People
yeah, they went, what? By the way, most of them are still thinking about it now.
He's completely. Many of them are, for sure.
App, according to Nielsen, in 2015, it was the fastest growing app in the U.S. It's also the second most popular app
I've
on
made
iOS
it my
globally,
SMS app on my
just
Android
behind
device.
Facebook.
Messenger?
Mm-hmm. Last year,
curious,
I also
more
shared
out of curiosity,
that we. Yeah. We're going to start experimenting and building experiences with business and services.
I mean, Hangouts? Well,
over 40 partners.
Google doesn't, Google doesn't even want you to use Hangouts.
That's the thing. I'm so confused right now because Hangouts was the SMS thing and then Messenger.
They don't want you to.
You know, and so I'm like between both of them right now, and I never know which one to use.
Try Facebook.
Yeah.
I'll try it.
Love to interact with businesses and services inside of Messenger.
Yeah, if he'd quoted his crossy
it also
score,
makes the product a more central part of people's daily lives. Let's take a look at how all of this comes together.
Let's do.
Watching live coverage, which we're going to end fairly soon to get ready for MacBreak Weekly, of the Facebook F8 Developers Conference brought to you by Braintree. If you're a developer, you must know about Braintree. Uber uses it. Lyft uses it. GitHub uses it. It's an easy way to accept multiple payment types with one integration. Integrating it into your app is as easy as inserting a few lines of code. Your first $50,000 in payments fee-free right now if you go to BraintreePayments.com/twit. BraintreePayments.com/twit. A full stack payment platform. Secure, easy, fast payouts. You're going to love it. BraintreePayments.com/twit. I think it's fitting that while they're doing their ad,
yeah,
I do our ad.
I think I just saw someone buy a hot dog through Messenger. I never thought I'd see that.
I will buy a hot dog. Next time, I guess you have to be at the ballpark for that to work.
That's the headline right there.
But there's no incentive, really, I think, for the ballpark to do that. They want you to install the AT&T ballpark app so that you can order food, and now you have the app. And that's what the challenge that, and one of the reasons they're going to brands, the challenge at Messenger faces.
Is what we come for work every morning.
People
for.
Don't want to give more real estate to Facebook.
And the future Facebook we're going to build together is even more exciting. But before I go there, let me take a step back and look at the evolution of interactions between people and businesses. First, before the internet era, everything was conversational. You had to walk to a store, a travel agent, or an office, and talk to someone to get what you needed. Then came the web. And with it, we traded personalization and conversation for interactions at a much, much larger scale.
There were also phone calls.
Then came the mobile era, which initially only offered stripped-down versions of web, which eventually led to the app world we currently live in. Apps are truly incredible, and they've changed our lives in a profound way. They've also enabled startups to become multi-billion dollar companies in the process. But we download fewer and fewer apps, and we certainly don't turn on push notifications for new downloaded apps anymore.
Many people don't even use the apps they've installed.
Mobile web is still frustrating at times. And email overload is a reality, especially
now
on mobile.
Notification overload.
We also call businesses from time to
messaging
time when we need
soon.
To deal with urgent issues or need to talk to someone right now. But honestly,
thank you for calling. Please make your selection from the following options.
It's not that great.
If you know the extent,
it's not great because they don't want to talk to you.
Has a lot of great
companies. And companies now have a new way not to talk to you. Is this going to be great?
At all times.
I mean, they already did the you're calling, but we don't want to talk to you thing because, you know, you had to wait and listen for your option and press one. I mean, it's interaction. It's still not a whole lot of fun. I suppose the thinking here would be, well, just talk in the way you normally would and things will happen as opposed to use our system that we've designed, you know, with a series of numbers. So I guess that's an improvement.
If you go to messenger.com/platform, you can see the details.
This is why I'm really excited to launch the beta version of our Messenger platform today.
It's online now.
And this means that you'll be able to build your bot for Messenger using our brand new send receive API starting this afternoon.
Build the bot, which is very much the canned message.
So let's take a look at what those capabilities enable.
Input response.
And I'm going to show you an amazing experience
Messenger
that Spring
SDK
built
for Android anyway. Let's just send images, animated GIFs, videos,
first,
and audio clips to Messenger
to
from your Android
and
app.
Bots in a variety
so that's
of ways,
the spam I was worried
and I'll get
about.
To that
so this
in
is
a minute.
This is an interface
second,
to Messenger
all bots
from your
will
app.
Persist identity at all times, basically that of your page, plus a little
now, as
bit
as long
more
as users
context.
Get the control that
third,
we want,
bots
it's okay.
Will be enabled to send and receive. Not
exactly.
only text.
Hey,
but
David,
also
what are
images,
you looking for today? Clothing, shoes, accessories?
Bubbles,
what? Hey, David. Hey,
buttons,
David. Hey, David.
And calls to action.
What are you looking? Hey, David.
Because we really believe.
David's not responding. Put a notification up there.
User experience. You need a hybrid approach.
Come on, David. Don't you want some clothing today? Come on, David.
And UI. Many people have been talking about.
You inquired for our hours 3 months ago.
Yes.
This is not the way we see.
We know you're interested.
You've got to put user controls.
The combination of UI and conversation is what's going to work. So let's go buy shoes. Let's see. I'm going to go with sneakers.
I really do like the buttons in the UI.
Yeah.
Code.
It's nice. This is something Telegram has. It's really very, very cool.
75 to 250 seems about right.
And now and I'm it's easy to do a Telegram bot. You don't even really have to be a programmer at this just point. Lots of third-party
And as I said before, we really like those rich interfaces because you can't do much just with text. So now I'm going to basically just swipe through the products.
What do you think of these?
Find the ones I want, and then go buy them.
You can integrate with Messenger for Android using Intents directly without the SDK, which is
in Messenger, and then I'm back to the thread with a receipt, which is basically one of the many templates that you'll have access to later today. By the way, these sneakers are awesome.
Yeah. Hey, David.
So the spring experience is going live today. And I have to tell you, watching people on my team play with this experience in the last days and weeks, I can guarantee you, you're going to spend way more money than you want on this. It's just really addictive.
JPEG, GIF,
so
ping,
now you can build a lot
Web
more experiences
P, which is,
than
a new
commerce.
Ping format for stills, MP4, MP3, all supported.
Thanks for the flowers, by
so
the way.
So it can literally say...
But
hey, Jason.
Truly, your imagination is the only limit here.
Great. Just what I need.
Let's meet my new bud on Messenger, Poncho the Weather Cat.
However,
Poncho the Weather Cat.
So, Poncho
if it
not
does
your
that, and I happen to open it and like the shoes,
now you're.
Suddenly I find value.
And witty sense of humor, and it delivers the weather
Poncho's great.
In a really
I'm really glad
fun
that
way
featured.
That will guarantee
oh, you
to
know
put
this.
A smile on your face.
Yeah, what is Poncho?
Poncho exists, yeah.
What I
it's
love
a, it's
about
a weather,
this experience
it's a really cool conversational weather app that
Poncho
really inspired us to think up quite a bit.
And flow of the conversation.
And was it always
it
Messenger-based?
Really
no, it's really Poncho.is,
so
I think it is.
Let's watch as Poncho delivers the weather forecast for San Francisco. Told you, not your usual weather forecast.
It's been out for a couple of years.
So Poncho is also going live today. And, you know, I strongly encourage you to try it.
How do I add Poncho?
Now,
we are contributing to Poncho's rise in
really
in web activity at this very moment. With all the people going, Poncho, what? Go to the website.
So if I, can I just say, write a message
so
to Poncho?
Most of the experiences that you've seen today are started
is it at
by
Poncho?
People, not by bots,
yeah, I'm not,
not
clear.
By
I think it's the app, Poncho.
We're also conducting small-scale experiments
so I have
with businesses
to install
to
the app
them
first.
To re-engage
so
their
the app has to be on your device in order for it to
messages.
Have hooks into Messenger?
So as a second line of defense,
that seems
built
like
very
that
prominent user controls at the top
seems
of
weird, right?
I feel bad for all the people named Poncho
that will
right
enable
now.
You to block specific types
like
of messages or all messages coming from this bot. Because we want
user
to make
controls
sure that you
block.
Are always in control.
Okay.
So here's what you were talking about, Liam.
Now let's talk about discovery. Because it's really important to us that if
right
you build
now.
Great experiences for Messenger, they're easy to find and access. First, you'll have Messenger plugins. And you'll be able to drop those Messenger plugins on your website, in your app,
send to Messenger,
on your emails,
message
everywhere.
Us through Messenger.
Okay.
Second.
So.
A call to action
codes,
that doesn't involve
and
give us a call.
We just launched this last week. It also applies to businesses and bots. Third, a new search
Poncho has
discovery
an add
surface.
To Slack button on it
so
already.
Now the search bar on Messenger is going to stay persistent at the top of Messenger at all times. And by tapping on it, you'll access a new discovery surface that will enable you to discover and search for all the bots on the platform. Now, let's talk about customer matching for a bit. Because a lot of you are already sending text messages.
If you're tuning
to
in
your
for
customers.
MacBreak Weekly, we're going to delay
it
just
a
little bit
really
to hear the rest
of
this pitch on Facebook.
Of everything that
bots.
I just talked about today. So we've built a tool that enables you to match your opted-in customers' phone numbers to a Messenger account so that you can send to Messenger instead of sending to SMS. So you will be able to do that directly, of course, or work with partners, the first one of which is Twilio. Right. So next time you receive your Postmates delivery update on Messenger instead of SMS, you'll know what's happening behind the scenes. Now, last thing is that coming soon, we'll give everyone the ability for you to buy newsfeed ads on Facebook that will take people directly to your bot in Messenger. And that's going to be an amazing way to combine new user acquisition with retention.
So I've signed
now
up for Poncho. It asked me a lot of questions about
of know,
when I go to work, when I wake up, do I have pets that need to go out, do I have allergies.
Yeah, and that's, so it customizes AI your weather forecast according to that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In the last 6 months,
so that's something that conversational interface would really make sense for.
Right.
Gee, do you have a dog? It's time you usually go to work.
It does. It's going to send me text messages, but it could send
the
email.
The AI team, which is part of the Messenger team, built this very powerful tool that was originally intended for
app for Android, I see.
But that I'm glad to open up to everyone today.
Okay.
This will enable you
coming
to build very,
to
very high-end conversational self-learning bots. Now, let me be clear. You don't need to use this tool to build a bot on Messenger. For that, the send-receive API that I just talked about earlier is more than enough. But if you want to build
apparently
more complex bots, you can now use
don't you hate it when
our
that
bot
happens.
Engine. Let me show you how
I feel
it works.
Like we talked about Poncho before.
I must have signed up for it way back when.
Conversation.
Bot engine beta.
And then
what is that? No,
it can handle any variation of that conversation on its own.
Yeah.
Using AI and machine learning, it just gets better and better over time. You don't need to code everything. It will do the job.
This is
for
great.
You.
So this is kind of what Telegram also
so
offers.
This is going to be available
through
today
third parties.
As well. Now,
oh my
we can't build. Now, we can't build this ecosystem on our own. We have fabulous partners we've been working with that have built or are building not only bots, but tools for brands and businesses around the world to participate in this ecosystem. And really iconic brands that we're very proud to work with. So while today is a beta launch, which means that we'll gradually approve bots before they're published on the platform, every single tool that I described earlier, the send receive API, the bot engine, documentation, the ability for you to test, and all of that will be available to all of you globally when I step down from this stage.
I have to push the button.
Someone's got their thumb on the button right now.
There are two great sessions, one today and one tomorrow, that I strongly encourage you to attend if you want to really learn more. And you can also visit messenger.com/platform to learn more. Now, before I leave and let you build your bots, I just want to leave you with a thought. I shared with you that today we're going to enable you to build bots and your presence for 900 million people worldwide on the platform. That we're going to let these people find your bot and your experiences in a variety of ways. And that we're going to give you the tools to build more complex bots, if you need to, with our bot engine. So maybe today is the first day of a new era. One in which the opportunity to build the breakthrough experiences and companies of tomorrow emerges again. I can't wait to see what you're going to build for our community and our platforms in the weeks and months to come. And with that, I'm going to hand it over to Chris. Thank you.
There we go.
Okay.
I mean, a lot of this we already kind of knew in advance.
But this is going to be a big land grab for Facebook. And I think that it actually could be a very compelling thing for end users as well. Certainly businesses are going to want to jump on this.
I mean,
you want to reach those people.
Yeah.
And it's, what is it?
A few blocks away
billion,
from here.
Whatever it is.
48 years ago.
Lots and lots of billions. Yes,
lots of people. 900 million people.
900 million people.
Yeah. I mean, Slack has done a lot, you know, covered a lot of ground lately, and a big reason why people love Slack is because of kind of that bot integration in the background. It makes perfect sense. Messenger's got a much wider user base, so I suppose we'll see if it resonates with Messenger users. I know I'm gonna heed your advice and try out Messenger as my SMS
app.
Well,
now there's an incentive, right?
And exactly, see kind of how much pull there is for me to kind of use some of these things as it comes up.
So bots are going to be separate than apps, yes? And they're going to be more, there's a discovery area?
Because
there definitely was a listing that was like, here's, you know, websites, bots. Like, bots seem to be a different category. And really, I want to know the nitty-gritty of how these are built and distributed.
Mm-hmm. Whether there's bots interested. Built into apps that you're installing and that, you know, creates hooks into Messenger. It also seems like through Messenger, you know, it'll have its own search mechanism to find the bots. And how is that installed? I think that's the question. Yeah. I'm not really quite sure.
I mean, he did say that few people are installing fewer apps, which made me think, oh, okay. So these bots are just available via Messenger. There doesn't have to be another installation. That would be amazing.
That would be awesome. Oh, it makes sense.
I'm trying to figure out what he's talking about here. Is this the demo to end
most
all
of
demos?
This stuff had never been seen before.
Doug Engelbart,
a lot of it was
I think anybody sitting in the audience is probably well aware.
So to see
of
all of this working end to end for all of these people at once,
I'm not sure why.
Was a really big deal. And minds were blown. And because it was a tech demo, there was one more thing at the end.
Yeah, this is quite famous.
A video conference. Now, a video conference in 1969 was a tremendously difficult thing to engineer. They needed special modems.
All right, we're going to probably break away at this point. It's time for a MacBreak Weekly. And if you'd like to continue to watch, it is, what is it, fbf8.com/live?
Mm-hmm.
Or watch, I'm sorry,
fbf8.com/watch.
So you can continue to watch that if you'd prefer and watch MacBreak Weekly. Fib Fate later.
Fib Fate.
Thoughts, Gina Trapani?
I'm still the chat stuff, the bot stuff was the most interesting part of that for me. It took a while to get there. But yeah, I'm curious. I'm interested. It looks like that SDK is something I'm going to download and load up in Android Studio and see what it can do.
Yeah.
And I really want to try it in action too.
You know, as I've developed a bot for Telegram, just more to kind of learn about it, more than 1,000 people subscribe to it, which is kind of amazing to me because I wouldn't really want to be annoyed by me several times a day, but many people are apparently. It is interesting. I mean, it's push, right? It's another way of getting a hold of people. And the nice thing about push is you can grab people and grab their attention as long as there's good user controls,
right?
So that we can turn off the push. And turn it on only for those things that we really care about. And it looks like Facebook's going to do that. There's a lot of potential here because it is low bandwidth. It's immediate. It's real time. It's, you know, it's asynchronous, but at the same time, it's synchronous. It's this unusual combination. As people who've used Slack have seen, it's an interesting way to work with the team on HipChat or Slack.
Yeah.
Because at the same time, you don't have to be there all the time. If you want to, you can have very quick one-line interactions.
For a lot of people also, a big key is that it's where they already are. And you know what I mean? Instead of having to kind of go out into your experience, go into an app store and install the thing because you had this idea that you want to use this site and buy a pair of shoes, if they're already in Messenger, and a lot of people are already using Messenger, that's kind of the big big exploration here is if people are already there, will they then use this tool to connect with your brand? Because it's low, you know, there's not a whole lot of resistance to it.
It's
you're already there, so offer it to them.
It's lightweight. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's just like this guided onboarding. You know, like I know as an app developer and as a web developer, you know, you build all the, you know, write all this code to sort of guide the person through the setup steps to get to the place where, you know, you have all the information you need about them in order to for them to be functional. And in a conversational interface really makes sense for that. I love saving the user typing by, you know, adding buttons where they can do canned responses, much like, you know, like inbox, to make the interaction fast. I like that there's carousels built in with images, and I've liked the way that they've implemented this. This is the best chatbot implementation I've seen, so I'm interested to see what people do with it. Although, agreed, I don't want more notifications than I choose to get.
I've thought for some time that Facebook had the potential to completely dominate on this platform, partly because of Apple's unwillingness to go cross-platform. Partly because Google has somehow seemed to drop the ball.
Repeatedly.
And partly because of Facebook's acquisition of WhatsApp.
Yeah.
They own messaging twice over.
Mm-hmm.
They own the two biggest, by far, messaging platforms. And so it was almost there ready for them to pluck, right?
Yep.
For the taking. It's going to be very difficult for anybody else to jump in on this because of the network effect. And, you know, Facebook, that's where everybody is. Most people you know already have Facebook Messenger.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And as soon as I saw, and I don't know, this must have happened with Marshmallow, I'm not sure. But as soon as I saw that I could make Messenger my SMS app, I thought, aha, now they really own the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what everybody's interested in doing. Facebook's tried several times with Facebook Home, remember?
Yeah.
Your home.
Yeah, I remember.
Horrible.
Right. That's right.
This is something they've wanted for a long time. They noticed that notifications were huge, so they decided to split up into many apps so they could have that many more opportunities to put notifications on your screen. And now with Messenger, at least on Android, not on iOS, with Messenger on Android being your default SMS as well as messaging application, I think there's nothing much to stop them.
Yeah. Facebook knows that mobile is super important. They tried the phone thing, thinking, well, the way that we get people to use our apps all the time is to create an experience around it. It turns out what they needed to do is build the experience inside of it. Yeah. And that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
I wouldn't count Google out yet. I mean, I think everybody's realizing this is important. Google does have the Now platform, which could be easily converted to a messaging tool. It's very much like a messaging tool already. Apple, I think, is going to be kind of the odd man out, mostly because of their unwillingness to collect data about their users and to create cross-platform tools. I think both of those things will hold them back. Microsoft fumbled its Messenger platform by killing MSN Messenger, replacing it with Skype, and then just breaking Skype in 100 different ways. So this is really interesting. This is the next, I think, very much the next big thing, and we'll watch with interest. It's already up, and as I mentioned, you can go to developers.facebook.com. You can start watching presentations, and you can get the API. They call it their Messenger platform, and I suspect that Gina will have a tool within a day or two. Right?
I'll get right to work.
Get right on that. It doesn't look. What's interesting, it doesn't look like you have to be a coder particularly, or have an app particularly.
Lower barrier to entry. The more apps they will, the more bots, excuse me, they will get.
That's one of the strengths of the bot platform. You know, the one company I might not count out, the kind of the dark horse in all this, and is Amazon, because the Echo is an app is a messaging platform. Even though it's not text, it's speech. In fact, maybe that's its strongest selling point, is that it is a speech-driven messaging app. They have an opportunity there. And it is, by the way, almost as easy to build Echo integrations as it is to build apps. It doesn't require a huge amount of coding. Amazon's got quite a good platform for it. So that's where I think the race might end up being, is in between voice and text. Gina Trapani, thank you so much for being a part of this. We're going to talk to you about getting you out to Google I.O. so you can be part of our Google I.O. coverage next month.
Yeah, go see you at I.O.
We want to see more of you. And I guess, Jason, you're going to be there, too. We'll see more of you on all of our shows, including All About Android and This Week in Google. And it's always a pleasure to have you on. Thank you, Gina.
Thank you so much for having me. This was a lot of fun.
Don't forget, makerbase.co.
Yeah, that's me. Well, it's me and my makers.
You and your makers.
Me and my makers.
Yeah. And, of course, we love the Twitter. Do you want me to?
Sure. ThinkUp.com.
I love ThinkUp. Leo.
With lots of Facebook support and Instagram support.
Yeah. So. In fact, really, that's kind of one of the reasons I wanted to have you on the show, is because I think you already are working with these social networks to provide analytics and so forth.
And me and the Facebook API are good friends already.
Yeah.
Now we might be more than just friends with the chat API, with the Messenger platform. So
up.com. Thank you, Gina.
Before we cut this off, Facebook's actually about to unveil a 360 degree video camera. They're open sourcing plans for it, so they aren't going to sell this. But they're going to give you all the tools to build it
similar
yourself.
Similar to Google's strategy on this with their, I can't remember the name.
With a jump. Here we go, the grand reveal.
The Facebook Surround 360.
If it's under 60,000, what the what? That's
blah, 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 blah. Or a UFO, one or the other, but.
The other killer.
360 degree video camera, giving away the plans so you can build one yourself.
It can record 2 hours of fully synced 3D 360 video at up to 60 frames per second with up to 8K in each eye.
Wow.
So it's exceptionally high quality. It is rugged enough to survive travel and professional
filming
on location.
Facebook is so many things. Like, it's crazy.
It's like Google that way. Yes. Software. It spits out footage that's ready to upload with very little post-processing, like I said. We've already taken this thing on.
Yeah, it's very close to kind of what Google unveiled last year at I.O.
Very much like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Even form factor wise.
And we're not planning on getting into the camera business. So we're planning on open sourcing the hardware and software for all of this.
Cool. Let's build one.
I'd love to.
Know-how project forthcoming.
Yeah, we'll get Father Robert right on it. All right. Very interesting. Yeah. You know, even in the design of our new studio, we're being very aware of the fact that television sets and television studios are no longer, here's what you look at and don't pay any attention to the stuff behind the cameras. Right. We've done it that way here
for
a long time, and the new studio is going to very much reflect that. It'll be a 360-degree studio, and I suspect that we'll be offering 360-degree content.
Man, at that resolution, that's nuts right there.
Yeah.
Love
Remember,
it.
Though, the GoPro camera is almost $10,000, right? $7,000 or $8,000. We've seen one, of course, from Nokia. We played with it a little bit, the Ozo. That's $60,000. These cameras can get quite expensive.
Yeah, I'm looking for a price on this.
If we can build something like this, I'd be very... It's got 17 lenses. That's one larger than Google, by the way.
It goes one louder. Yes.
All right. And let's not forget, both Google and Facebook support this video directly on their sites. And that's huge.
Oculus.
Right? Yep. Yeah. That's huge. Everything. I mean, you could put this 360-degree video up on YouTube and on Facebook. Somebody with a cardboard or a Gear VR can look at it and get the full 360 degrees. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Of course, All About Android every Tuesday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern time, right about midnight UTC.
Yep.
Jason Howell.
It's a lot of fun, Leo. Thank you.
Oh, That Flow.
Oh, That Flow.
Oh, That Flow.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun on All About Android.
It's a great show. We love that show, and it's a must-watch every week for me.
Thank you.
Of course, Monday through Friday with, and I'm sure you'll be covering it this afternoon, TNT. That's at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern time. 2300 UTC.
Yes.
And tonight we'll be watching with interest.
Yeah, we'll be definitely talking about this. We're going to have Kurt Wagner from Recode on to help us break down F8.
Oh, cool.
Kurt's the guy who broke the story on the 360-degree camera. So
there
you go. We'll have the story later on. All right, we're going to reset Mac Break Weekly in minutes. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you later. Thanks for joining us for our special coverage of Facebook F8 2016. So long.